Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week, from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Here in New England, we've had lots of rain and heat this year, and other places have experienced even more extreme weather, and the problems it can cause. This week on Morning Prayer, we're looking at what spiritual perspectives the Bible provides that can help us if extreme weather strikes. One of the most famous stories about extreme weather in the Bible involves Christ Jesus and the disciple Peter. All the disciples are on a ship. Jesus isn't with them, as the plan was for him to follow a little later. Well, a big storm comes up, lots of wind producing lots of waves. All of a sudden, the disciples, out in the ship on the water, see Jesus coming to them walking on the water. They don't know what to make of this. They're not sure it's even him. But he tells them not to be afraid, and even invites Peter to walk on the water to him. So Peter gets out of the ship and does walk on the water. But then he looks around and gets scared because of the storm, the wind and the waves. As a result, he starts to sink and shouts for Jesus to save him. And Jesus immediately reaches out and holds him. They get in the ship, and the storm ends. Everyone is safe. The storm wasn't the real problem. Peter's fear was. Yet the Christ was right at hand to save him and still the storm. May we all turn to the Christ when storms arise and feel its saving, calming presence. Amen.